Good morning, beloved. It is wonderful to be able to share this Thursday morning together with you. Today we are in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, where Jesus concludes his final discourse with a parable that describes the judgment that will take place when he returns. All nations will be judged based on how they responded to Jesus' teaching and cared for those in need. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's begin. When the Son of Man comes as king and all the angels with him, he will sit on his royal throne, and the people of all nations will be gathered before him. Then he will divide them into two groups, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the righteous people at his right and the others at his left. Then the king will say to the people on his right, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, come and possess the kingdom which has been prepared for you ever since the creation of the world. I was hungry, and you fed me. Thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you received me into your homes. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. In prison, and you visited me." The righteous will then answer him, "When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we ever see you a stranger and welcome you into our homes, or naked and clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine, you did it for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Away from me, you that are under God's curse, away to the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, but you would not feed me, thirsty, but you would not give me a drink. I was a stranger, but you did not welcome me into your homes, naked, but you would not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you would not take care of me." Then they will answer him, "When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and we would not help you?" And the king will reply, "I tell you, whenever you refused to help one of the least important ones, you refused to help me. These then will be sent off to eternal punishment, but the righteous will go to eternal life." Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, where it says, "The king will reply, 'I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine, you did it for me.'" You know, Jesus describes the final judgment as absolute. It's not based on amount of points that you have gathered during your life. It is based on how you treated his loved ones, his children, even the least of those. Such a simple concept. And it goes back to what we learned a couple of days ago about the second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, open my eyes and heart to those who are in need. Help me to reach out with compassion and love to those who I may encounter who need food, clothing, shelter, a visit, or a word of encouragement. Teach me to be an instrument of your love. Amen. Well, another Thursday has come and gone. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Job chapter 28, where we read a poem in praise of wisdom. Until then, God bless.